views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, and welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And today, our topic is expressing your true self. And this topic really surprised me. I mean, it's not something we haven't heard before. If you follow, you know, self-improvement and you're working on your own frequency for a positive, happier lifestyle, you would have heard this already. But this came in very strong when I was creating a show for today, and I was intrigued. I go, well, okay, what are we doing here? This is about really defining who is controlling your life. Is it you or somebody else's opinion, somebody else, a belief system? You know, it goes into a lot of different directions, but what I wanted to do today was help you explore and fine-tune what's holding you back from really expressing your own true self. A lot of times we're afraid to do it. We don't know what people are think, or we don't want to look like we're crazy, and the whole thing. I've been there. I know what that feels like, and now look what I'm broadcasting all over the radio, and it feels really good to have the freedom to do that. Yes, we have to have somewhat of a thicker skin when we have somebody go against us. But why is that happening? You know, why would somebody attack us for doing something positive? And I had an interesting experience. I've actually had it for a few growing seasons now. Let me put it this way: planting seasons. Spring and fall, I work in my gardens and my flowers, and I get out there and tend, and I love it. It's one of my most favorite things to do, is to get out there and really just get into the earth, because it's so grounding, and I always feel very connected to nature anyway. And I do the organic gardening, and I'm always looking for things that I can improve and do better and tend and honor what the earth gives back to us. Well, I've had something very interesting happening in the last three times I've worked and tended to my garden in the season. I'll spend a whole weekend out there. You know, I'm sore from head to toe from doing every bit of it. And I put a lot into it, a lot of love, a little bit of money, you know, here and there. And the very next day, I'm not kidding you, it isn't even 24 hours. There's at least one flower pot. Like, they were taking the whole pot. I mean, somebody's just taking one flower. I'm thinking, what a strange thing to steal. And, you know, I mean, it was disheartening at first. I thought, what in the world is going on? This happened three times. This happened last spring. It happened in the fall. And I just did it again last weekend. And they take one flower. I don't really know. They don't. They're very neat. They go through and they don't mess anything up, and they don't even take the strongest, you know, most powerful one there. You know, they take something smaller. And so I finally said, okay, that's just got me puzzled. But I started saying, you know, we could get very upset. We put a lot of heart and soul into things. And I've had that happen to me here and there when I've created artwork or something. I mean, it's just been taken. And I was like, why would they just take it? You know, if they really want it, I'll just give them the money. They can go buy their own. I decided, this is something to, Spirit's trying to make me aware of something. Because they're, you know, I'm very thankful they're not harming me or, you know, trying to break into my home or anything like that. They're just stealing one flower after I plant them all. So we ruled out that it was animals or squirrels or anything like that. We know it's a person. So immediately I said, okay, I have to bring myself out of that ego and I have to go to this place where I truly bless and pray. It's like if they really wanted this. You know, I'm not saying it's okay and I'm condoning that you take from someone. They feel like they need to take this energy for some reason. So I am sending an energy with that flower that will give them whatever it is they need to help them heal. And I don't know what else to do with that because I'm thinking, why are you telling me this? Now, I told you that story because I could let that entire experience completely control me. I could get all upset. I could be like, okay, we're going to get you. We're going to prosecute the whole thing. Yes, that, of course, all of those feelings come up. Every one of those feelings comes up because you're taking something. Why do you feel like you need to take it? That's a system that was put into us. You know, we've been kind of trained to believe that we have to hold on or somebody's going to take it or, you know, there's not enough to go around. And I want everyone to know that we don't actually own any of this. You know, we don't leave with it when we leave this earth. We don't own any of this. But when I say that, expressing your true self, I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing out there. Of course, I'm going to shield and protect my home. But at the same time, I want to understand, well, why am I experiencing this? You know, there's something that I need to learn, be more aware of. Is there someone that could use a prayer? Is there someone that is trying to steal the energy that I'm putting in there, which they probably feel like they have to, but I don't. They don't have to. There's a lot of different reasons. And, you know, I don't know all the answers yet. I will keep you posted as I unfold this one. But I wanted to share it with you because I'm in the midst of, this is an interesting behavior. It's just a little different. It's not like it's money or anything. But it's happening for a reason. So relate to your own life. Like what is going on in my life, my own life, that would cause such an unusual thing to happen to me? Why am I going through this? You're looking for things like that. One of the things that happens a lot of times when we are going through something or we feel like somebody's doing something to us, we get very caught up on what they're doing. We're completely missing the point of why am I experiencing this and what can I learn from it? And I've had people want to know, okay, a relationship's falling apart and they want to know, why won't you tell me whether this is going to work out or not? And if I did that, it manipulates the whole experience of what's going on. Now, there are, you know, when we're trying to grow through something, when we're trying to truly find our happiness, and then you're upset because something happened to you, and now you're calling a friend, tell me what to do, what should I do? You have just given your power away to somebody else making a choice for you. Now, we can talk and we can have great friends and we can have therapists and we can have all kinds of things that we do to help one another. But what's empowering you to truly express yourself and make choices for yourself and it not be because I feel like that's what's going to get approval or that's what, you know, so-and-so told me I should do. Okay. We have to get out of that kind of thinking is what my point is. I really believe this, and I'm really expressing to you my truest intention of helping you find empowerment and having that confidence, trust in your own intuition and what's right for you, and not being afraid to make a decision. So that's our topic for today, expressing your true self, and who's running that, who's got control. We're going to take a short break. If you want to call in, the lines are open always for you. If you want to call in with a question, or if you'd like a reading about something that's going on with your life to help you fine-tune, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My Breakthrough and Empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next Breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Our topic today, if you're just tuning in, is expressing your true self and how do you know when you are expressing your true self, how do you know when you're making decisions and you're comfortable with what you're doing, you feel that, you know, I wanted to go over a few things to help you fine tune, clear away, release what isn't working, and help you to really embrace so you can go into true happiness, because that is where you're going to find happiness, expressing your true self. Your true self is going to be connected with your higher self. How do we know when our higher self is running the show here? How do we know the difference? You know, one of the things, and I brought up the first one, was, are you always asking somebody else to tell you what to do, what you should do? This is what just happened to me, and I'm really upset they did this and that. What should I say? What should I have done better? You know, it's okay to ask the questions. However, if you're really expecting someone else to answer that for you, and you do what they suggested, and then it doesn't work out, and then you're angry at them. I mean, do you see where I'm going with this? Is that making any sense at all when you really lay it out on the table? No, it's not going to help you find the happiness, find the actual authentic life that you're looking for. So when the higher self, when you are really, truly connected to that, you're going to know by, you don't need someone else to tell you because the answers are already within you. That's one of the ways you're going to know. If you're still in the mode where you're trying to figure that out, then put that intention that you really truly want to find ways to connect with that. And it's going to be probably a series of releasing a few patterns, a few ways you've always responded, reacted, however you want to call that. You know, you may go through this process of a lot of transformation with that, but in the end, you're going to find this a lot happier. It's going to be a lot simpler. You're not going to be second guessing it. Now, that's the ultimate goal. That's when you know you're going to be happy. Now, what can happen, and this is where it can trip everybody up, because where's your faith in it? Do you truly believe in it? For example, say you're going along this path and you, okay, this is good, this is better, you know, I like this, until you hit a bump or something challenges you, and then boom, you go right back into the old reactions. And boom, now you find yourself doing that response again. Don't be hard on yourself, but as soon as you acknowledge and recognize that that's what's happening, give yourself a little bit of love and let it go right then. One of the first things that can really help you catapult into a better lifestyle, a much healthier, happier lifestyle. I mean, everything's connected to the happiness here, your health, your well-being, your energy to get up in the morning and be excited about something, all of that. Now, this Saturday, we have a new moon, April 18th. That's a new moon. And when we were talking about, you know, we had the full moon, we had that lunar eclipse, you know, that's all about letting go and releasing what's in the way so you can bring in the new. And when the new moon comes around, that's when we want to be focusing on, okay, we've cleared out our closets. We've cleared our space. Now we can bring something new in. Don't fret if you haven't cleared everything out, because every month we have a new moon. Every month we have a full moon. But you don't have to wait for those. They just help you with the energy to get a little bit more motivated with it. It's more like a boost of extra energy to support you while you're doing that. So don't wait, oh, I missed it, too late, forget it. Don't go into that attitude. Every day you can be improving. You can be releasing and embracing something new, releasing an old, embracing something new. The energies we have this whole year are really going to take us through a major transformation, lots of change. How are you with change? We will pray, we will ask, we will put it out there like, help me find my way, help me do this, help me, you know, what can I do with my life purpose? And we hear people that do what I do, you know, healers or people that are, you know, therapists, counselors, we're hearing this all the time. We can give you the information to help you find it, But when you start to pick it up and start to actually be proactive, that's when you are going to see mountains move. You are going to see mountains move in a big way. This year, when I keep talking about those energies, it's going to move faster. It's going to feel, you know, like you put a little bit of thought into something and a lot more happens than when you used to put a little bit of thought into something. So just imagine if you could put a lot of focus onto something that you're truly trying to shift. When we do a big shift like this, you're going to feel that there's a lot of things you have to let go of all at once. It'll feel like that because it's moving faster instead of gradual, you know, a little bit at a time. It'll also feel like a whole lot of new stuff is coming on that you've got to get used to. It'll happen simultaneously like that. Where in your life do you find that you're reacting and then you're worried about what you should do that, you know, maybe somebody else telling you? Are you expressing your true self? How do you want to express yourself? What could you do right now? Ask yourself this. What could you do right now if there was no restrictions, there was no disapprovals, there was no concern about money, there was no limitations at all? What is the first thing that comes to your mind that you would truly want to do? And write it down. Write it down. Make a mental note if you're driving. Remember it. Remember it. You know, sometimes we have to do this a few times. We might find that we're doing this exercise and we find a whole lot of different things are coming in, or we keep changing our mind. Okay, write them all down. But there's usually going to be that one that's going to be right in the front that's first. The first, very first thoughts. What is it? Because we trip ourselves up. We say, oh, we can't afford it. No, I don't know if that would get an approval. I don't know if that would just upset everybody. You know, we have to truly identify and claim that true thing. That's going to come from your higher self. It's only going to come from within you. Nobody can tell you that. We can show you ways to connect with it, which is, you know, what I'm doing in my workshop that I offer. I'm helping you connect with that. And then what I love is the students telling me what they're discovering. Now that's real. That I feel like I'm truly being the teacher I should be when I'm seeing that empowerment and that waking up in the students that take the course, in the people that I help in private sessions. I see it all the time. I love that because I make them do some work too. And then they feel good about that. That's what you want. You don't want to just not take responsibility for your life. Are we avoiding it? It's like, oh, that's too hard. I don't really want to go there. That's an avoidance, actually. That's an avoidance. I know. You know, I'm kind of taking all the vices away, right? Well, but that's what we got to do. We got to strip this thing down and look at it for what it really is. Are you being responsible for your own life choices, or is somebody else, or are you expecting someone else to be responsible for that? Have you given all of that power to somebody else to make all those choices for you? Now, when we come back, you know, we're going to take a break in just a minute or two here. And when we come back, I want to dive into another area that's really an intriguing point, because when we start to move into really opening up and being our truest self, we find all these obstacles are getting in the way. How do we find a way around them? How do we keep ourselves motivated? How do we know for sure? And discovering that sometimes that life journey goes from one experience to the next, and it's not just one thing. It's not just that one thing you're going to do and that's it. If you're identifying your job as your life purpose, that might be throwing you off because you may not like your job, or you may love your job, but you might be in either case on that. You're actually limiting some awareness of things that want to come into your life for you to experience and then share with another. Yeah, whether you love it or don't love it, it could be hindering, and you want to take that blinder off. So think about that. there are many ways to truly connect with higher self. When you are connected with the higher self, there is not going to be any doubt or question about what do I really want to do? What's my true self? How can I just thrive in this world? And what is the true abundance I'm really looking for? Is it a simple life? Is it a lot of money? You know, we don't want to make it, if you make it all about just one aspect or the other, you're limiting yourself. When you take the focus on following and really connecting with higher self, now you're there. So we're going to explore a little bit deeper into that when we come back. This is a topic that I know is deep, but I also know a lot of people avoid, and they get frustrated, and they're always mad that somebody else isn't telling them what to do. This is an important topic because it's time to claim your space. It's time to claim your happiness. It's time to claim who you really are, because the world's waiting to see that. That's what we're talking about, expressing your true self today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours will surely come my way.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we come from a place of need, we're really coming from fear that we won't have or get something dear to us. The irony is that we already are living without it. When we step into our authenticity, that's when we realize we don't have it anyway. So just the honesty of it is painful. But now, shift into the place where you know it's coming, know it's there for you, and know it's part of your reality in the universe right now. Yes, there may be some tightness you feel in your field, but stay with it. That's just anxiety that it might not happen, and you're just getting your hopes up. Really? Whose voice is that? Learn more about how to be strong as you bravely step into your authentic living that is loaded with abundance. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine and go to my website at lesliefontaine.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And we're having a discussion here. And I've been asking you a lot of questions to get you thinking and rolling with this. So you're processing and answering on your end there. So I feel a lot of energy going back and forth with these Q&As here we got going on. But we're talking about expressing your true self. And what is that? And how do we know that's what's really happening? How do we know we're controlling that journey? How do we know that it's our higher self? And that control word is tricky. Our ego is all about controlling everything, right? And we always have a tendency to want to, you know, make sure that there's somebody controlling something, right? And if the higher self is not in charge, if you have the higher self in charge, you don't second guess all this, because that's where all the perfect answers and options are for your unique journey. Okay? We trip ourselves up when we're doubting and not trusting that. Now, if you find yourself, like I said before, if you find yourself asking a lot of people to tell you what to do, there's a good clue right there that your higher self is not running that, because your higher self doesn't need to ask anybody else what to do, because you already will know it. I hear a lot of people going, well, how do I know? How do I connect? Well, that's the whole journey right there. Part of the journey is learning how to do that. And you find that way that works for you. Now, I mean, I offer, like I said, that workshop, and there's a lot of other teachers that offer different ways. There's books, there's all kinds of things out there. Then there's also your own intuition kicking in that is the best way for you to do it. Now, for example, say for myself, I can really share this in a way that makes the most sense, because for me, I've always had my own way of doing something. And then there's always, well, if you want to go into that area, or if you want to do this or that, you need to do it like this. And, you know, and there's all these people that say you should do it a certain way. How many of you out there always feel like, oh, I don't want to follow the crowd. I want to be a participant, but I have this other idea that I would like to do it or approach it in a certain way. I mean, I can use an example. Let's use a simple example. For example, with painting for me. No, I've never taken lessons. I've thought about it a few times. At one point, I actually had a professor from a college with some art drawing things that I had gone to tell me, why do you want to do that when you're this far along already? And he was actually telling me, what are you doing? Why aren't you trusting and listening? This was a long time ago, I 25 years ago. And I realized, yeah, why do I feel like I need to keep making sure that I'm doing it the way anybody else is doing? I don't need to do that. especially, you know, art is a creative self-expression tool, one of many. Writing, anything else is. What are you doing? And say you, oh, okay, I got to do it this way. Like, say you have a business venture, or say you have something that you want to learn how to do, whether it's for business or just for your own hobbies. You want to learn how to do it. Have you ever stopped before going and seeing how everybody else is doing everything, actually asking spirit, asking what intuition, what your own higher self would suggest? I mean, that's like asking God. That's like asking, you know, the angels. I mean, that's an incredible resource you have there. When I've done that, I have gotten the most incredible responses. Okay. Now, I'm not saying I don't learn and study. I am a lifetime student. I do that, but I do it in a different order. I will get intuitive hits, and I'll get a lot of them sometimes, and then it'll be quiet, and then I'll get a big, you know, package of them all at once. And that's what's been happening in the last few weeks for me. And then I will get, okay, why don't you do this? And it would just throw me off guard. You know, what do you mean I have to do that? I wasn't even thinking about doing something like that. Well, that was coming from within. I will pay attention. I will take down my notes of what I'm picking up, what I feel would be a way to approach. And then what I end up doing is then I go and I study and I research. I do so much research, learning, and actually ending up validating the accuracy of what I picked up. Now, I'm not saying that's 100%. Nobody's 100%. But it creates a pathway for my intuition to become more and more and more accurate and more strong. And I trust it. It helps you learn how to trust it. So instead of going around seeing how everybody else is doing it before you even check with your own self, I'm saying try switching that up. You might find, oh, wow. Now I'm getting synchronicities like that's what I was thinking. And then there it was. You know, it'll validate for you. It'll also help you learn to trust your own intuition. It will really help you kick in and go, you know what? That was something that I thought. And there it was. It really feels good to see that. It also encourages you to continue to listen to that. That is the most trustworthy that you will ever have in I am very much a believer in people trusting their own intuition. Now, you know, you find that it's hard. It's an obstacle. And I don't think I have any creativity. That's another one that I want to challenge you on. You do have it in there. You absolutely do. You can be analytical all over the place. You still have creativity. This will help you exercise those creativity muscles. For example, you want to learn how to paint. You've never picked up a paintbrush. Well, what am I supposed to do here? You know, you know, that's just an example. What do you want to do? Think about your activity, what you want to do. You don't even know how to start, right? Let your creativity juices start to flow. Ask spirit, ask the angels, ask for some guidance on that. Ask your higher self, can you guide me? Guardian angel, can you guide me to who can help me? Here's another wonderful one. There's ascended masters out there that would love to help you, and they are very wise in their expertise and in their field. I mean, oh my gosh. You know, you can do this all day long, and you can really find and discover some amazing things. When you do that, now the magic's going to start happening because it wakes up that second chakra of creativity. It starts to kick in. You've given the ego side of you, that analytical side of you, a participating part in your journey here. That is a beautiful combination, because if you work with your ego, it doesn't feel like it just got kicked to the curb. It likes to try to dominate and take over and worry and fret. But if you work from an approach where, well, why don't we try some new things? And here, you can help me with the research kind of a thing. I know I'm making it personified, so it makes sense to you. This has been one of the most incredible ways that I have discovered things that I never thought I would discover. And I could just list out so many different things. But I don't want to give you like, okay, go down this path and learn to do what I did. I want you to think about what is something that you really want to do. When you go down this path, it reminds me of Lao Tzu, you know, the Tao Te Ching, where the water, when it has an obstacle in the river, like a big rock, it doesn't just stop flowing because there's a rock. What does it do? It finds a way around the obstacle. It becomes creative. It just flexes with that block and moves right around. That's the intention that you want to have when you're exploring new pathways. No, you're not going to know what the answer is from 1 minute to the next because you've never gone down that path before. And what if you're one of the inventor types in your archetypes? What if you have an inventor in there? That means that you're not going to find a whole lot of research to back it up. And what is different about those inventors? They're trusting it anyway. They just know this is the way to go. And they're breaking new ground in their frontiers. And that's incredible. What would we do without all the inventors? Wow. So you can explore and create an incredible avenue. If it was a business plan, a relationship, you want to redecorate your house, you just want to ascend in a higher frequency with your soul journey, whatever it is that you're learning to do or want to learn how to do, would you believe you have all the answers already? And that's what I'm trying to show you today. That's expressing your true self. We're going to take another break. My gosh, these breaks come fast, don't they? You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. It's all about expressing your true self today. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
We've already said
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
and she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Hold up, Selecta!
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you just tuned in, we've been talking kind of deep here on the expressing your true self and how can you find your way through that? So I want to go over before we go off the air here in this last segment, you know, take a moment to reflect. So your analytical will start with that, you know, the ego. Yeah, we're giving the ego, it's okay for that. So it's like, what is it that I really want to do? The easiest way to know what that is make a list. And usually you should only have a couple on it, but you might start with a long list. And then do this again several times until that list narrows down. Here's the thing. You may do everything on that list in your lifetime, maybe not all at once. A journey of a lifetime does not always mean it's just that one thing you'll do. So keep that in mind. It's okay to change up and you'll do something, then move on. We're always giving. We're always learning. We're always sharing what we've learned with another that might be looking for that. It's a beautiful setup that the universe has for that. Your higher self is going to know what that is. So the first thing is stop giving someone else the control to tell you what to do, okay? Make choices for yourself. If you're in a situation where that's a bit of a work in progress, look for ways that you can go in the direction to free yourself so you can do that. And two, once you've done that, what could I do if I had no obstacles? Money, somebody else, whatever that situation might be, what is it that you would do? That's what you're looking for. Now, we want to kick in that second chakra, creativity, and really get the cobwebs off that, okay? If you don't feel like you're creative, this is a great way to start tapping in. Your higher self has no fear of what anybody else thinks. It has no fear of pursuing what your purpose is, pursuing what your passions are, because it's the path that you want to take. It's designed for you to find the ultimate experience of all the reasons of why you came here. Every experience will have lessons in it. Every experience will have the happiness, but what a beautiful way to learn and be happy. It won't feel hard. You'll have the energy for it. It'll feel very easy, like doors are swinging wide open. Those blocks when they come into your life. Okay, is this a block trying to redirect me in a different way? Or is it teaching me flexibility? Look at that. You explore that. You find the way for that water to go around the rock. Remember that analogy. And then once you know what you want to do or the way you want to approach something that you want to learn, explore, bring into your life, but it's not the way the rest of the pack does it. Maybe it's different. Where are you with that? You're going to have to come to terms with that. The one side of you that's worried about that is your ego side. It's worried about what somebody else thinks, or it's worried it might fail. All those fretting about the future, that's fear. Fear energy is low frequency. I'm giving you identifiers to help you find navigation tools here so you know where you're going with this. When you can proceed anyway with your way that's true to you, now you know who's running the show. You know, you're connected with your higher self. You have that confidence. The rest of the pack's doing it this way, and I'm going to do it that way. You are listening right now to somebody that has done just about everything in her life that way. I've tried to go through and do the way a lot of other people do things. And I've been like, well, I don't want to be narrow-minded. I used to go through that issue. I don't want to be narrow-minded. I want to know that I've, you know, learned and listened and said, you know, to see what somebody else is doing. And I've tried some, and some have worked, and, you know, no, not all of them. And then I go back to the way I originally was intuitively picking up, which was my higher self saying, you're going to want to go this route. That's the way I should have gone. And I don't even want to say should. It's the way for me to go now, because you're not going to go down that path or choose that till you've learned what you needed to learn. I obviously needed to try all that and learn that. I'm showing you an option. Instead of going and seeing how everybody does something, see what your intuition is saying to you. What are you picking up? What are your thoughts, your ideas? Jot them down. I'm not saying commit and go jump and do it. See what they are and know what that is first, and then go do some homework and research. If I wasn't doing what I was doing today, I'd probably be in research. I do a lot of research, but I don't do it before I listen intuitively first. I do that with everything, whether it's, okay, what's going on with my body here? What does my body need in food? I intuitively choose food to eat. I intuitively choose things to change up and let go of. I do it for every aspect of my life. And then I do some research in it if it's really one that comes in as a surprise. I mean, an absolute surprise. Absolutely. This is the way that has worked for me, that has strengthened my connection with higher self and my intuitive skills with the angels, and to get the guidance that I want from the divine. I'm doing what I do today right now, talking on this show. I do intuitive paintings because of everything I'm sharing. And I would have never figured and guessed or planned that out way back in the day, 25, 30 years ago, that I'd be doing any of this right now. So there you go. It will take you down a path that will help you discover things that you, oh, wow, I didn't even know that was under there. I didn't know that was under that rock. Oh, my gosh, I had no idea. If I hadn't have chosen this path, I would have never discovered this. You would have never met new incredible people and brought new energy into your life. You would have never let go of something you've been trying to let go of for years. There's a lot of healing in doing something like this. And I'm saying, give it a try. It's a win-win for you. It's not saying commit and, you know, quit your job tomorrow and do that. I'm saying give this a try, explore it, and use your logic in a transition that will truly take you to your destiny of happiness that you're looking for. I have really felt very strong about giving you this one today. And like I said, I didn't second guess that. They just said, this is what we're talking about. I do that with every show. I want to give you divine messages that are true inspiration that will help you ascend in your own soul growth and on your journey, on your way. I believe everybody can flourish and be inspired by their own higher self and intuition. And I wanted to share a way to do that. So I want to say thank you for listening today. If you have any questions, you want to check out, go grab a free ebook that I give on energy balancing. That's all over on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. The newsletter I put out, the discounts and special pricing for any kind of workshops, events, or you know, sometimes private lessons, I'll do that as well. That's all comes through the newsletter. So if you wanted to get into the class that everybody's joining up and signing up to do that helps with higher self, please do go sign up. As always, I wish you much love, happiness, and power on. Express yourself. We're all wanting to see what that is. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.